Have you ever wondered what's actually hiding in your shared drives? Trailblazer Insight scans your files locally for PII, HIPAA, PCI, and other compliance risks. No cloud, no IT ticket, just answers. Search Trailblazer Insight in the Microsoft Store.
How can you use a content management solution to address your email problems? Hello, thank you for joining us. This is What Counts, a podcast created by Trailblazer Consulting. Here we highlight proven solutions developed through experience working with companies across various industries, and we talk about how you can apply these solutions to your company. We share our experience solving information management challenges like creating and implementing a records retention schedule, creating an asset data hierarchy, or helping with email management. This is Lee, and in this episode, we're going to help you walk through the steps of using a content management solution to help solve some of your email management problems. Maura, take us away.
Thanks, Lee. So, what is a content management solution? Maybe that's a good place to start. Content management solution is a type of software, and it has evolved over many years from imaging systems to document management systems, web content management systems, file shares on a server, and finally to a more sophisticated enterprise content management solution. So let's talk about those steps. The theme of all of them is you're trying to take what used to be a paper document and is now in some sort of electronic form and manage it in a way that you can easily find it when you need it, that you can update it and manage the versions, have some version control over it, and that you can apply retention to it, apply your retention schedule and get rid of it when you should. So starting with an imaging system where you took a piece of paper and scanned it and actually made it a picture, and going through the document management world and into the different content management solutions, that's been the primary goal. We're trying to represent that paper document in the electronic world. So how does that relate to email? Well, if you think about email as the electronic version of a letter or a memo, you can see where it's the same kind of thing. You're going from the paper world to an electronic world. You have this easy way to communicate in a format that looks like a letter. You know, dear Lee, I'd like to record multiple episodes about email because I can't think of anything better to do on a Friday. Thanks, Maura. Looks like a letter, but I've sent it to you electronically. And it has some header information that says, I sent that to you last Tuesday. And this is the IP address that it went through. And here's where it got picked up and stored in the server. And there's two or three copies of that message, because when I sent it to you, I CC'd myself so I'd have the notes about what I was going to talk about still in my inbox. It's also in my sent mail. It's in your inbox. And both of us got it on our phones too. So that's at least five places. So if you listen to our episode about the risks of email, you know that's a key example. And what we should do is have that thing roll off of our email as quickly as possible. But it's a record of how Trailblazer is putting together this podcast and how we decided what would be in this episode. So we might want to keep that as a record. I don't know if we do, but let's say we do. So in one of our other episodes, we talked about we could implement an email management solution that sits between our email system and a repository, in this case, between Outlook and SharePoint Online. And I could save that message because I'm the custodian, because I said, this is what we're going to do. And I'll save that into our podcast folder. And it'll have a little bit of information about, you know, my subject line was email management podcast topics, and it'll have some dates. We can do the same thing in a content management solution without that layer of an email management system, but it does take a few more steps on the part of the user. Because if you have the email solution that we talked about in another episode, I could just drag that thing into the folder. And if you happen to drag it over there too, the system would say, this is the same message and would only save it once. But to get into our content management solution, one of us is going to have to take a different action. Either we're going to have to just grab that message and pull it into a folder, drag and drop, and it'll save it as a .msg file, which is a blob. It's an object that sits in the content management solution, whatever content management solution you want to use, even a file share folder or a folder on a OneDrive or on a personal network drive. You've dragged it over there and it sits as a standalone object called a .msg. And the name of it is the subject heading. And the date is the date that it was sent. That's the minimal amount of kind of attributes you get. If you're using a more elaborate content management system, that folder might have a name and it also might have some other characteristics. This is a folder that aligns with this record category and it has this retention or it has this security level. And because we've put this message into that folder, all of those things are going to apply to that .msg file. If we don't want to drag it as a .msg file, then we can open it up in our email and save it as a PDF and then pull it over there. So, but either way, we're having to take a couple extra steps to take that message out of our email and put it into a folder somewhere in our content management system. But you can do it. And if you are a smaller company and you don't want to spend the money on a content management system and an email management system and your original email system and your sort of office tool setup system, you might cut that email management tool out of your suite because that's a couple of layers if you only have 15 or 20 people. But if you have thousands of people, then that might make things easier, especially from a change management perspective.
I like that, all of that. You were getting a little technical, but I think it was important to explain. One of the key things here, and I don't know if it's come across really clearly in any of the episodes around email and email management, is don't take away people's email without making it very clear, here's the repository that they have to put it in. All right. So if you don't give them a place to put it, what else will they do besides leave it in their email and use email as a content management system?
Take it home, figure out another way to do it. And they won't tell you about it. You're absolutely right. We started this whole arc on email, realizing the fact that everybody depends on email still for work. Despite all the collaboration tools and their proliferation out there, and people are moving slowly in that direction, for the most part, and it's, as you pointed out in another episode, it's not even generational. In fact, younger generations are more likely to use email on multiple devices. And so email's not going away. It is a key business tool. And it is a place where a lot of information is shared, but it shouldn't be the final repository. And so you can't take it away. You got to give people an alternative. And it has to be relatively easy to implement because people have to feel that it's worth their time to take the extra step. So big company, very busy, change management is across, you know, hundreds of people at a time. 2 years ago, I did sessions for 1,000 employees of one of our clients at a time every couple of weeks while we got them used to the idea of this email management tool. That's, you can't have a personal touch when you're talking to 1,000 people on a webinar. So give them a better tool set, give them the email management solution. If you're talking about a small company, you're all in an office or you're all talking every day, You can help remind people, hey, you got to move stuff to this repository. This is where it is. And if you need something, you're not going to ask me for my email. You're going to go find it in the repository because it's not in my email box anymore. So I think that's the critical thing. Think about how does your business use email and what solution is going to still meet that need for communication and collaboration, but protect you from the liability over the volume, the inefficiency, the possibility that you're going to do a search in a bunch of email and you're not going to find the thing you need or the right version of the attachment or all of the other things that we talked about in the risk episode, the risk around email episode. And a content management solution that you already have in place because you're already creating and saving documents and you've already set up a file folder structure that reflects your business and helps you to apply your retention schedule, that is a great place to start with managing email.
I think you're absolutely right. I think any of the information governance foundational items that you do will be used in either the email management solution or in a content management solution, like creating a retention schedule, creating a taxonomy first, giving an organizational structure, getting people to understand where they fit in the organization. Where do the records that they make, where do they come from? How should they store them? That's going to be
key. How do you go find them later? Like, the way you store them is going to help you find them.
Yes.
There's a lot more to say about content management solutions and how to implement them more broadly across your company, but I don't want to try and get into that around how to use your content management solution to hold email. Let's save that for another day.
All right, stopping there. If you have any questions, please send us an email at info@trailblazer.us.com or look us up on the web at www.trailblazer.us.com. Thank you for listening, and please tune into our next episode. Also, if you like this episode, please be a champion and share it with people in your social media network. As always, we appreciate you, the listeners. Special thanks goes to Jason Blake, who created our intro music.
Thanks, Lee, and thanks, everyone. Talk to you again soon.